Hi, I'm Audrey Niffenegger and you're listening to Radioactive.
Heute machen wir bei Radioaktiv einen Ausflug in die Welt der Literatur. Dafür war eine ganz besondere Autorin per Videochat zu Gast, Audrey Niffenegger. Die amerikanische Schriftstellerin und Künstlerin ist weltweit bekannt für ihren Bestsellerroman Die Frau des Zeitreisenden. Im ersten Teil des Interviews gibt sie Schreibtipps, erzählt von den Verfilmungen ihres Buches und vieles mehr. Wie läuft Audreys Schreibprozess ab?
My schedule always used to be completely chaotic because I was teaching. And so I was fitting in all my artistic pursuits around the teaching schedule. And so in the summers and holidays, I would get a lot of my own work done. And I stopped teaching on a regular basis in 2015 in order to get more work done. And after that, I discovered that I'm still a chaos kitty and I still have a very irregular schedule. And unlike some people who keep regular hours, I just don't seem to be able to do it. I think about what I'm doing more or less all the time, sort of like a radio station in my brain. Whenever I can sit down and take all the little scraps of notes and into the actual thing I'm working on, that's always very exciting. I should say that I've been working on the same book for about 11 years now, so I'm obviously not really being super productive, but life kind of gets in the way sometimes.
Auch eine weltbekannte Schriftstellerin wie Audrey gibt also zu, dass sie nicht perfekt ist, was das Fertigstellen ihrer Texte angeht. Was sind ihre Ratschläge zum Überwinden von Schreibblockaden?
There's a lot of things that I do when I'm stuck. Like I just go wash the dishes or I take a shower or I go for a drive. There's all these things where your hands are doing something or you're in motion. Or, if you sit down and draw, your hands are doing a thing, you're looking, you're thinking, but there's a part of your brain that's set free to just wander. And so many people I know do those same sorts of things. I mean, it could be anything really, but sport or going for a walk, just to get the body moving and doing while the brain does its own thing.
Habt ihr vor, euren eigenen Roman zu schreiben? Audrey hat Tipps, worauf es dabei grundsätzlich ankommt.
A lot of it is about being willing to reconfigure a thing, being willing to shuffle and rewrite and edit and to not be satisfied with the first, not even the first draft, but the first plan. Almost never in my life have I embarked on something and had it come out matching my initial conception of it. That just is not, in fact, ideal because the time that you spend on the thing is so valuable because you have so many more ideas that you can throw in there. And as the thing takes shape, you find out what it's about. You give yourself the leeway to alter and expand.
Was sind gute Methoden, um beim Entwickeln einer langen Geschichte selbst den Überblick zu behalten?
I would say to keep notebooks. I do that myself. I have ridiculous amounts of notebooks sitting around that are full of random jottings, but sometimes the strange things in the notebooks do actually get used. When characters have to age over a long period of time, I have to think about that kind of hard, but I keep little sort of dossiers on each character for continuity. So somebody has brown eyes in one scene, and they still have brown eyes 80 pages later, that kind of thing. But yeah, I sometimes will find images in magazines or out there, and I'll just pop them into the file, so that I sometimes reference real people.
Audreys Werke haben häufig Elemente von Science Fiction, Fantasy und Liebesromanen. Wie steht sie dazu, Bücher einem bestimmten Genre zuzuordnen?
I don't tend to think very hard about genre. It's something that I have discussed with students because I've worked with a lot of people who do think about it and want to find themselves in a particular genre because they love to read that genre. But I do think that the reading you do shapes you enough that genre should come naturally. The genres have changed quite a bit over the last 15 or 20 years. I think that things are much more interdisciplinary now, thankfully. Certain genres have kind of busted expectations, like romance, I think, has just become a much more unconstrained thing. One of the main functions of genre is to be a big header in a bookstore so you know where to go. But if I was running a bookstore, I think I would soft pedal those classifications. So yeah, I would vote for people reading as widely as possible and writing as widely as they can. I think actually that e-readers have done a lot to let people cross genre in their, certainly in their reading habits, because, you know, if you're a guy and you're on the subway, you don't necessarily want to be holding this book with a pink cover because you might feel funny about that. But if you've got it on the e-reader, you can sit there and read erotica and no one has to know.
Apropos E-Book-Reader. Audrey hat viel Erfahrung in Buchdruck und Buchbinderei. Wie steht sie also persönlich zu digitalen Lesegeräten?
I'm neither pro nor con e-readers. With an e-reader, you can do certain things that a physical book can't do. And of course, the physical book does a lot of things that the e-reader can't do. You know, if you're dealing with some gigantic book and you just want to find some reference or, you know, see all the times a certain author is mentioned or something, that's super easy with any kind of digital thing, and really a pain with a book, even a book with an index, it's a little bit of a pain. Obviously, also, if you're going somewhere and you need to carry 300 books with you, the e-reader is going to be superior. On the other hand, there's been a bunch of studies that say that people retain what they read better if they're reading on paper. I don't know if that has to do with the design element. In the design community, there's been a ton of discussion about how best to design the electronic page, because there are certainly differences in how people read and the size of the page and so forth. And so there's, I'm sure there will be improvements, but the physical book has hundreds of years put into figuring out the optimal typefaces and layout and everything, and e-readers are still pretty new.
2003 erschien Audreys erster und bekanntester Roman, Die Frau des Zeitreisenden. Er handelt von einer ungewöhnlichen Liebesgeschichte, in der die Hauptfiguren Claire und Henry ihre Beziehung in der falschen Reihenfolge erleben. Denn Henry hat einen Gendefekt, der ihn unkontrolliert durch die Zeit reisen lässt. Ursprünglich sollte die Geschichte als illustriertes Buch erscheinen.
My first plan for The Time Traveler's Wife, I rejected that almost immediately. The idea of doing it as a visual book, a still image has kind of a difficult problem of how to describe time. The order that I wrote it in had nothing whatsoever to do with the order it's in now as a book. And of course, the time travel, the nature of the thing encouraged that. Also, if you are somebody who thinks visually, I think that's very helpful for a writer, not only in describing things and people, but in holding the shape of the novel in your head, how all the parts fit together and how it feels as someone reads through it.
Hatte Audrey beim Schreiben ein klares Bild der beiden Hauptfiguren vor Augen?
I have a pretty set image of them. There's a couple characters that their appearances were inspired by works of art. There's some Egon Schiele self-portraits that I think of often when I think about Henry. And I think I actually describe in the book, describe Claire as a Botticelli. She's got that kind of beautiful heart-shaped face.
Nach dem weltweiten Erfolg von Die Frau des Zeitreisenden hat Hollywood nicht lange auf sich warten lassen. 2009 erschien der gleichnamige Kinofilm mit Rachel McAdams als Claire und Eric Bana als Henry. Audrey hat mehrfach öffentlich geäußert, dass sie nicht vorhat, die Verfilmung jemals anzuschauen.
The 2009 movie is very much not my project, and I didn't have input. I finally just took the advice of a lot of people who had been through the adaptation process before, and I just kind of let it go. A big part of the problem, I think, is not having enough screen time. So if you're taking a fairly long book and trying to compress it into that 2-hour time frame, I think that's a really tough assignment. You know, more power to them. I mean, a lot of people seem to enjoy the movie. And that's cool.
Beim nächsten Versuch sah es anders aus. 2020 erschien eine Neuverfilmung des Romans als Serie beim US-Sender HBO. Hier wurde Audrey mehr einbezogen.
I was a little bit involved with the HBO adaptation because that's Stephen Moffat's project. And Stephen and I know each other a little bit, and we're fans of each other's work. And so before that was actually a done deal, Stephen got in touch with me to let me know they were thinking about it and sent me the scripts he was working on. And we had an interesting back and forth with the email. And so I felt much more involved. I mean, he was doing his own thing. This is in no way my project. But, I got to go on set, just sort of see how it was happening when they were filming in Chicago.
Die HBO-Version wurde nach nur einer Staffel mit 6 Folgen abgesetzt. Was war vermutlich der Grund dafür? Und wie fand Audrey die Serie, in der Rose Leslie und Theo James die Hauptrollen spielten?
I think they originally wanted to do 3 seasons. That first season only is the first third of the book. It takes everybody up to Henry and Claire's wedding. It sort of starts and then it doesn't complete the whole arc of the story. And I think that was pretty disappointing for anybody who was watching it. Watching a partial thing is very strange. It sort of leaves you hanging in this unfulfilled way. I think there was just a major regime change at HBO, and so just bad timing there. On the other hand, what they did of it, I quite liked. It was nice to actually see Chicago. The Newbery exterior was really in it. I mean, anybody who's a Chicagoan was like, oh yeah, I recognize some of that. So I thought it had a lot going for it. The actors I thought were terrific. I was a Rose Leslie fan already from having seen her in a variety of things, but I hadn't heard of Theo James, and wow, he is impressive. I just thought they were really good together.
Mit einer Änderung zu ihrer Romanvorlage war sie allerdings nicht ganz zufrieden.
I was a little sorry that the script called for them to constantly be yelling at each other. That's not in the book, really. I mean, there's occasions when they are upset with each other, like any couple, but in the book, it's not their main dynamic. But I mean, Stephen's idea was, well, this is season one, and they'll get married and things will change. I was hoping that there'd be in season two a little bit more peace, love, and understanding.
Die Frau des Zeitreisenden wurde nicht nur für den Bildschirm adaptiert, auch auf der Bühne wird der Romanstoff inszeniert. Und zwar in einer Form, bei der sich Audrey ein Lachen nicht verkneifen kann.
There's a musical in London right now, which I haven't seen. I just find that endlessly amusing because I just cannot imagine Henry and Claire singing at each other. But again, more power to them.
Das war Teil 1 des Interviews mit Audrey Niffenegger. Im nächsten Teil geht es um ihr zweites Buch, Die Zwillinge von Highgate, und exklusive, spoilerfreie Einblicke in die Fortsetzung zu Die Frau des Zeitreisenden, an der sie gerade arbeitet.